This is the Fast Vision Podcast for October 26, 2009. Welcome to the show. This is John Wheeler, and this is the Fast Vision Podcast, nuclear news in 2 minutes or less. Actually, today's show will be a little bit more than 2 minutes because I have a clip to play for you, and that clip will take more than a couple minutes, but it'll still be a relatively short show. Sometimes bad things happen to good people for no apparent reason. This is particularly true when it comes to illness. Sometimes people get sick and sometimes they die without ever knowing why or how they became ill. This can be difficult to accept because we believe we deserve answers and we want to find the cause of our suffering. We want to have someone or something to blame for our illness. That's human nature. Over the years, anti-nuclear activists have taken advantage of this aspect of human nature to spread fear about nuclear energy. I was listening to a radio show the other day, and a gentleman called into the show who was apparently a victim of this kind of misinformation. Here's a recording of what he had to say.
Yes, hi. In 1980, my father, who was working for the Atomic Energy of Canada Limited, as an engineer, chief engineer in their research department on electronics and software and computers, who developed most of the fail-safe systems that are on most Western nuclear power plants today, died of radiation poisoning. His thyroid got wiped out, and his heart failed. And because of exposure of myself and my high school physics class, I have poor health, my sister has poor health, and when my father died, basically the core of our family was destroyed. And our family just fell apart and became, you know, horribly depressed. And time to get that recognized in the press in Canada. I finally did in 1987. Now, I want to address the issue of workers who work at a nuclear power plant and address the fact that the industry is lying about the health effects on workers, and also the health effects on surrounding communities around. There are 2,400 incidents a year where radioactivity is released into the environment, and the industry lies about it. It's throughout the entire nuclear industry, where people around nuclear power plants and that work in the industry all have radically increased health effects. Now, not everybody gets cancer. My father didn't get cancer from his exposure for over 16 years to radiation. He got glandular problems. His thyroid disappeared. So it's not like, you know, everybody gets the same disease. There's a lot of disease. Now, you go around Three Mile Island, they just look for the most, you know, controversial disease, cancer. Well, had they looked further, they would have found a radical increase in glandular disease.
That was a sad and emotional story. And this gentleman firmly believes that radiation from a nuclear plant caused his father's death and somehow influenced the health of his entire school class. He also claimed that there are thousands of other people similarly affected. We all have friends and family members who have developed illness for no apparent reason, so it's easy to empathize with this gentleman. I really do feel for him and his family, but the facts tell the opposite story. Working in a nuclear plant is safer than just about any other profession, safer even than working in a retail store. Today, there are more than 60,000 people working for nuclear utilities around the United States, and many thousands more at national laboratories and in related industries, plus hundreds of thousands who have worked there in the past. To suggest that there's some grand conspiracy to cover up an epidemic of health effects is not only unrealistic, it's pure fantasy. There's absolutely no evidence to suggest that occupational radiation exposure at commercial nuclear plants has caused any ill health effects to workers or to the public. In fact, many progressive scientists are beginning to consider the possibility that low levels of radiation may have beneficial health effects because radiation may stimulate cellular repair mechanisms that protect against disease. This is called the hormesis theory, and there's quite a bit of information on the internet about it. I'll put a link to a couple of the leading websites on the show notes for this podcast. I do want to mention, for full disclosure, that I edited the clip that you just heard. To respect the privacy of the caller, I cut out references to his name and his father's name. This is John Wheeler. Have a great nuclear day.